Next case, please.
Case number 11052, Stephen Peter Summers, east of Road 357, Cedar Neck Road, northeast corner of South Orlando Avenue and Lloyd Street, being lot 69 within Murray Estates Development, a variance from the front and corner side yard setback requirement.
Can you please state your name and address for the record, please?
Stephen Summers, 500 Lloyd Street, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Nane Robinson. I'm an attorney with Steve Parsons' office. I'm here with Stephen Summers, who is seeking a variance of 500 Lloyd Street. Mr. Summers purchased the property on May 18th of this year. A survey done just prior to settlement showed several violations of the setback requirements. The updated survey, which is being passed around right now, contains each of those violations. The front of the house is 29.4 feet from the front property line, so it's in violation of the 30-foot setback requirement. And then on the side yard, it's a corner lot here, so it's a 15-yard setback requirement, and there are multiple violations on that side, on the southern side of the home. The back corner of the shed is 13.1 feet from the side property line. The sunroom and second floor deck is 13.5 feet from the side property line, and then the back corner of the side of the house there is 13.4 feet. So Mr. Summers is seeking variances of each of those violations. The property is unique in that it's located on a corner lot, and then the setback requirements are different for a corner lot. The house was built in 1987, so it's been in its present state for 25 years. The pool was added in 88, the shed in 2000, and I believe the sunroom and the second floor deck in 2005. In order to come into compliance, Mr. Summers would have to destroy these structures, which have been in their present state for quite some time, which would be of significant expense for him. The variance is necessary in order for him to keep the property in its current state, and for which he paid fair market value for just several months ago in May. As I mentioned, he did purchase the property in May of this year, so the violations were not created by Mr. Summers. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood or impair adjacent properties' use, and that this property has been in its present condition, present state for several years, and during that time it hasn't been out of character, nor has it impaired neighboring use of adjacent properties. Mr. Summers is seeking the minimum variance just to allow him to maintain the structures in their current state. I believe that is it. Is there anything you wanted to add, Mr. Summers? Was everything that I said accurate?
Absolutely.
Does the board have any questions?
I'm going to ask, sir. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Edson?
I'd like to ask Ms. Isaacs if we have permits for all this.
Permits have been obtained for all structures. Certificate of compliance has been issued for all structures except for the swimming pool and fence.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Rickers?
Oh, good answer.
Okay, and Mr. Calloway, I have no further questions either then. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance and the way of uniqueness. It is a corner lot, but and the situation in itself is unique that the applicant didn't create this, but a previous owner. I think to ask for the property to be put into strict compliance would be, or strict conformity, be unreasonable. Therefore, making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. obviously hasn't altered the essential character of the neighborhood, and don't believe that it will, and a minimum to afford relief, so I'd make a motion we approve case number 11,052.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,052. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye. For reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that are stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye also.
And again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for all the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,052 is approved at this time.
Thank you very much.